한 곳 예보고 예보는 슬퍼. 아멘.
Today's gospel reading concludes with a command by Christ, and he says, "You also likewise, when you have done all that have been commanded of you, say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have only done that which was required of us.'" And at first glance, this is a very unsettling verse, one of the most unsettling verses in all the Gospels, because it speaks of obedience. It does not say, and Christ does not say, when you've done everything that is good and was required of you, God will say to you, "Good job, you are righteous, well done." And many of us like to hear that, that we like to be told, "Good job, you did a good job." But rather, he says, when you have done everything, say that you are unworthy and an unworthy servant. And this troubles us, because all of us want credit. We want to be acknowledged. We want to be noticed, especially by God. There's a story of a man who works in a lighthouse for many, many years. And every day he goes up the lighthouse. He makes sure that the wicks are trimmed, the glass is clean, and that there's fire, there's light burning in the lighthouse, especially during the terrible storms that happen along the coast. And then one day somebody comes and asks him and says, "Do you ever feel overlooked, ignored, not noticed?" And he says, "No. The ships made it home. That was the entire point. That is my purpose." Christ teaches us the same logic. Obedience is not a transaction. Obedience is participation. And this is the real danger that all of us can fall into. We fast, we pray, we participate in the services, we serve one another, we help others, and we start to think slowly that God owes us something. We start to think, "I have done all of these things, and now God owes me a blessing." But St. John Chrysostom tells us, even if we fulfilled all righteousness, we have given God nothing equal to what we have received from him. Everything we have and everything we are willing to offer to God is a gift from him. He does not need anything from us. And he does not owe us anything. Christ does not call us unworthy servants so that he can crush our spirit, but rather to free us from something. And the question naturally arises, why would he do this? How can he free us, and from what are we freed? And the answer simply is pride, to be freed from pride, because pride enslaves. Pride keeps score, and pride, when we pray, is only a performance. It's nothing more. True humility is not saying that I have no worth, but true humility is saying everything good that I have comes from God. And to say we are unworthy is to stand with Christ and put ourselves in Christ's position, to empty ourselves of self-importance and be filled with only love. That means to serve without resentment, to obey without bitterness, and to repent without despair. This is not weakness, but this is strength without ego. Humility like this is not natural. We are not brought up to live like this in this world today. But this type of humility must be defended. What Christ orders us to do is only for warriors, for those who are soldiers of Christ, because the enemy does not fear public virtue. He does not fear when we show off our virtues to other people. Today, the phrase is virtue signaling. He does not care about that. What he truly fears is hidden obedience. That is, when no one notices our sacrifices, when we are obedient and it costs us recognition, and when we do the right thing and remain silent and don't advertise it. Remember that the demons fell through pride, and yet we can rise through humility. To say we have only done our duty is to refrain from the poison of self-glory. In our daily lives, we have a war that we are fighting, and it looks like this. It means keeping prayer even when our prayer life is dry. Fasting without telling everyone. Confessing without trying to justify our actions. And serving without expecting praise in return. This kind of obedience is invisible, but this kind of obedience is terrifying to Satan. When we stop demanding recognition and we begin to trust, when we stop measuring ourselves and comparing ourselves to others and begin to love, and when we start to serve without receiving reward and to become truly free, it is then that we become like Christ. Christ took on the form of a servant and asked for nothing in return except for love. That's all he has asked for. And so I ask and I pray that we too obey faithfully, serve quietly, and repent daily, so that when it is all done and over, and we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, we can say with joy and with confidence, we are unworthy servants. We have only done that which was required of us. Amen.